弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次的放下世上的工作一起来聚集敬拜神愿主的恩与我们同在。
Thank God that once again we can put down our worldly work and we can gather together here.
小弟现在奉主耶稣的圣名来跟我们查考走在神恩典的路径上。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to share about the topic Walk on the Path of God's Grace.
我们来看一节经节，看诗篇六十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
诗篇六十五篇十一节说：你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
11. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance.
这一节是很多人喜爱的经文。
And this is a beloved verse.
有许多人他们在年终要回顾一年所走过的生活之后，通常也会引这一节经文来述说神给我们的恩典，就像冠冕戴在我们头上一样。
Many times when people are reflecting at the end of the year about this past year's blessings from God, they would refer to this verse just like how it says the year is crowned.
我们时间一直过，每一年最后我们都会剩下一个东西，就是年纪会加一岁。
Time keeps passing, but every year what happens is that we will become 1 year older.
不管你要不要，反正你已经会多一岁。
Whether or not you like it, you're going to become older.
那有的小孩子他就很高兴，多一岁就长大，越能够有自己的自由。
Many times children are very happy when they're 1 year older because then they can get older and have more freedom.
小孩子都迫不及待的想要赶快长大。
Children will often cannot wait until they grow up.
但是老人家就不太喜欢过年。
The elderly probably don't like it when another year passes.
因为每过一年呢，增加一岁，意思就是说，离那个终点越来越近。
Every year that passes, it means that they are one step closer to their ending.
所以那个坟墓都在等死人呢。
Because the graveyard is waiting for the dead.
坟墓不一定是装老人，但是一定是装死人。
They may not hold old people in their tombs, but they will definitely hold the dead.
那我们越来越年纪越增长，其实也越来越接近那个终点。
And as we become older, we're also getting close to the finish line.
所以常常听到老人家说一年过去的什么都没有增加，但是就是增加年岁。
So we may often hear from the elderly that after a whole year's passing, nothing has changed except they're getting 1 year older.
但是我们在主耶稣里面，我们增加了一个年岁。其实这里说，就像那个冠冕冠冕又被加了一颗宝石。
But actually, if we look at our blessings as a Christian, then it is like a crown that has an added jewel.
主以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Because the Lord uses His goodness or His grace as the crown.
表示说，当我们走过一年之后，我们会发现说，主的恩典都跟随我们，我们会觉得说，有主真好。
Which means after we've passed by a year of blessings, then we would realize how great is the grace of God.
那这个恩典通常有时候我们这个很自然的生活，就是说很平安的。环境底下不会感觉，也不会有感谢的。
Sometimes we don't realize or we are not thankful for the peaceful and calm environment that we're in.
因为已经很习惯了。
Because we're used to it.
但是恩典就是当我们失去的时候，我们才会觉得说很珍贵。
But blessings are something that when we lose them, then we realize they're actually very precious.
那就好像我们在健康的时候、平安的时候，不会觉得说，我们现在能够做想做的事，我们能够。到我们想去的地方，这是何等宝贵啊！
Just like while we have our health and our safety, we feel like we can go anywhere and do anything we want.
有一个人他坐车遇到意外。
There is a person and he is sitting in a car when he had an accident.
他不觉得说，因为年轻人每一天都觉得说生活就是这样过啊，很自然。
He was a young person and so every day he thought it was just the same.
但是 就是当他在地铁里面突然发现说他被困住了，没有办法逃。
But he was stuck in the subway and he could not get out.
然后他已经快要灭顶，就是快要被水淹没了。
And he was about to drown from the water.
没有办法呼吸了。
He could not breathe.
那快要昏过去了。
And he was about to lose consciousness.
那他才发现说，哇，如果能够平安出去哈，他在想说，不知道能不能够活着出去了。
So he was struggling with the idea of whether or not he could even survive and get out there.
才突然觉得说，生命不是在我们的掌握底下，有可能随时就消失的。
And then he realized that life is not in our control, but it can disappear anytime.
那时候才知道说，哦，原来我们的环境能够很正常，我们出入都能够随意，到我们想到的地方做我们想做的事，这就是恩典。
It was then that he realized that life is very precious and that we can do anything and go anywhere. This is all blessings from God.
那我们也通常都在失去健康之后才知道健康宝贵嘛。
And many times it is when we lose our health that we realize how precious it is.
那我们也都是在失去的青春之后才知道说年轻真好。
Or when we lose our youth and we realize how great it is to be young.
但是如果失去的岁月就不会再回来了。
But those years are lost years.
那我们的健康如果失去了，如果神让我们的生命还存留，那神如果怜悯我们，也许我们还可以再重拾回健康。
If we lose our health, but if God still has mercy on us, then maybe we can regain our health.
那是有可能的。
Which is possible.
因为圣经说，我们如果能够等候神，能够仰赖神的能力，有可能会如鹰返老还童。
Because the Bible has said that if we wait on God and rely on Him, then it is possible that we can even become as young as children.
所以其实我们今天信主的人，我们在看圣经的这些经文呢、神的话，我们觉得很宝贵。
So when we look at these words of God, we know they are very precious.
我们今天能够平安的度日，那我们可以享受这个健康，那生活各方面都在神的看顾底下照常进行，这要感谢，每一天都要大大的感谢。
When we can peacefully pass our days and that every day we have peace, every day we should be very thankful.
所以每一年其实我们不断增加年岁，我们其实更增加对神的体验。
So every year, even though we are adding to our years, but we actually should be increasing in our experience of God.
那这个恩典会让我们对神更加敬畏。
And then this grace will allow us to fear God more.
所以这个冠冕戴在我们头上的时候，其实我们越发的谦卑。
And when this crown is put upon our head, then we would have more humility.
所以当我们这个年岁增长的时候，年纪大了不会倚老卖老，说我活得比你久。
And so when we become older in years, we would not just be boastful of our age and say that we are much older than others.
有时候老人家会倚老卖老啊。
Sometimes old people may take advantage of their age.
有时候对年轻人说，我走的路，我走过的桥比你走路还多了。
They would say to young people that the bridges I've crossed are more than the roads that you've traveled.
或者是曾经听人家说，我吃的盐比你吃的米还多。
Or I've had more salt than you've had rice.
那其实这个如果在主里面真的感受到说活那么久是神的恩典的时候，其实会很谦卑的说，如果不是神加恩典在我们身上，可能早就不见了。
But actually, if we're in the Lord, then we would have the heart and to know that if it were not for God, then we would have disappeared.
所以恩典会让我们看到人的渺小，我们会更加敬畏神的。
So these blessings will let us see how small and humble we should be.
那会有恩典，其实有一个前提，就是我们是走在神的路上。
And the prerequisite for these blessings are that we walk on the road to God.
所以这第十一节的第二句话说，你的路径都滴下脂油。
So the second part of verse 11 says, your path drip with abundance.
这条路是神的路。
This path is the path of God.
我们如果能够在走在神的路上，我们的路径滴下脂油，就是滴下让我们觉得很满足，我们会很喜乐的这些恩典。
If we are walking on this correct path, then our path would be dripping with abundance, and we would walk on it joyfully.
那我们去回顾的时候，我们会充满感谢。那我们对即将要展开的另外一个旅程，我们就会越加有信心。
Then when we reflect, we would be thankful, and we would have even more faith.
因为我们看到我们所敬拜的神是一个信实的神。
Because we can see that God whom we worship is a faithful God.
他不会改变。
He will not change.
他既然带我们走在这条路上，他用恩典来跟随我们， 我们可以很放心的沾的前瞻前面的旅程。
Since he has placed us onto this path, then we can relaxed and to just rely on this path that he has brought us.
那在这个路径上滴满了神的旨油，如果你继续看第十二节
，verse 12，
滴在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰。
They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side.
那这个就是神的恩典哈、哦，你看他是跟随那。即使在旷野里面，走在旷野路上，你都要看到神的恩典满满的，丰丰富富。
And this is God's goodness that even in the wilderness, then we can see that the place is full of God's goodness.
就是神的民走在神的路上，不管是平坦的路、山间小径、旷野的草场，不管在什么地方，都一样滴下之油，神的恩典跟随。
When God's people are walking on His path, and whether they are flat or paths with bumps, but they would still all be full of blessings.
然后第十三节说，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
13. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing.
你就看到说，这个在这个神的这个国度里面哈，他所引我们走过的路。他说这个草场以羊群为衣，就是布满了这个神所眷顾的百姓。
So the verse is saying that these pastures are clothed with flocks, so this is full of God's people.
那这个真的是很美的一幅图画哈。
This is a very beautiful painting.
你看在那个青翠的草原上面，有这些非常满足的那个羊群躺卧。
When you see a very virgin pasture, you can see many sheep and flocks.
那这个谷中哈，这个山谷里面呢，长满了五谷。
And valleys are full of grain.
所以你这里看到这个金黄色的这个麦穗、啊、然后配上这些青翠的草原，在这当中有那个非常满足的羊群躺卧。
You can see that there's the golden grain and there's the green pastures and the flocks among them.
有时候我们都会很向往这样的一个人间仙境。
Sometimes we would often aim for this kind of natural beauty.
真的我们看到这样的一个景象的时候，我们会觉得说，哇，心里面很舒畅。
When we see this kind of view, we would feel very comforted.
那这个其实在说明，在神的恩典底下，人是何等的满足。
This is saying that under the grace of God, then people should be satisfied.
那我们的内心是何等喜乐。
And our hearts should be joyful.
所以这一篇诗歌最后是一切都欢呼歌唱。
And so the end of the psalm says that they are shouting for joy.
欢呼歌唱就是因为他体验到神的恩典的。
And they're singing because they experience the grace of God.
看到神的国度里面、哦、真的每那个神的这个恩典丰丰富富加在每一个人每一个家庭里。
They could see the kingdom of God and that the abundance of Him are all in everyone.
那又很平安，那很这里面的人一定很幸福。
It is peaceful and full of joy.
那这个就是其实在这篇诗篇里面看到一个神的国度那个荣美的景象。
So in the psalm, then they can see how beautiful this kingdom of God is.
这也是大卫的诗歌。
This is also a psalm of David.
如果我们对照诗篇二十三篇，大卫他所说的啊，那个主就是我的牧者，他领我到那个青草地上，那、啊、让我躺卧在可安歇的水边。
If we compare it to Psalm 23, when David was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures."
你就会发现说，大卫他非常非常。有深刻的体验，神是怎样来引导他的，来带领他的前程。
We can see how deeply David had experienced that God had been guiding his whole journey.
那其实他不只在述说他自己的体对神的经验，其实他更在预告着神的国度里面那充满神的平安、神的福气，在照顾的人是何等的有福了。
He was not only proclaiming his own experience, but he was also prophesying about this kingdom of God and how peaceful and joyful it would be.
如果我们看以赛亚书第二章
，Isaiah chapter 2，
以赛亚书第二章
，Isaiah chapter 2，
第二章其实它在预告这个神的山末后会被高举。
It's prophesying about the mountain of the Lord that will be exalted.
万民都要流归这山。
And the people will see the mountain.
那有许多人都很向往说来吧，我第三节说，我们登神的山，我们来奔雅各神的殿。
Verse 3, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
你看这个神的山、哦、是以欢乐树腰，真的是充满的喜乐的。
The mountain of the Lord is full of joy.
那主一定要把他的教训，把他的道教训我们，我们要行他的路。
He will teach us his ways and we shall walk in his paths.
因为训诲必出于锡安、啊、那神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
就是到最后这个神的国度里面、哦、里面它有神的话语来滋润人的心，让每一个人都觉得说 我更愿意走在神的这条路上。
The kingdom of God will nourish these people's hearts so that they know that they should go on this path.
然后在这个神的山、走在神的路上的这些人，你看他们会何等的和平，你看这里面是平安的场面、啊、
And the people walking on these paths are peaceful, and we can see that this is a peaceful image.
就是第四节说的
Verse 4,
他在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非，他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
Verse 4, he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
所以最后会有一个和平，真的是没有在征战、在互相攻击的那个情形。
And so in the end, there will be peace and no more nations fighting against one another.
我们如果看过去以赛亚书第十一章
In Isaiah chapter 11,
我们看第五节
Verse 5
以赛亚书十一章第五节
Isaiah 11 verse 5
公义当他的腰带，信实当他胁下的带子。第六节
6.
豺狼与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。八，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴孩必按守在毒蛇的穴上。第九节
Nine.
在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识主的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。这段经文让我们看到说，这个神的国到最后就是像这样的平安呢。
The passage is telling us that this is how peaceful God's kingdom will be.
最后，你不管是什么样的个性的人，不管是毒蛇猛兽，最后都像这个非常驯良的羊群一般。
No matter what kind of personality you have before, whether you were like a snake or a beast, but then you will all become just gentle like sheep.
在神的圣山的片处，这一切都不会伤人不害物的。
And on the holy mountain of God, none of these things will harm you.
那这里面就充满喜乐了。
And this place will be full of joy.
所以你看，当我们内心喜乐，我们就歌颂赞美神，一定的。
And in our heart, when we are joyful, then we will praise God.
这个就是大卫看到说，当百姓能够走在神恩典的路径上的时候，这个整个国度是何等的美好。
And this is when David could see that the people were walking on the path of God's grace. How great this would be.
这样的一个很繁荣的这个景象，其实在历史上，在大卫的国度曾经短暂的出现过。
And this type of a scenery had actually appeared briefly during the time of David.
那也在所罗门、啊、他还没有离开神以前，在百姓当中曾经短暂的像昙花一现的出现在他们的当中。
This also briefly appeared during the time of Solomon before he turned away from God.
但是之后就看到一连串的悲剧发生在百姓当中。
But later, there was a series of tragedies that happened to the people.
你就看到说，其实圣经里面在讲的这些信息，基本上他都在告诉，让我们知道说，在神的国，在基督耶稣里面，这一切才可能实现的。
In the Bible, it keeps telling us that this kind of a scene can only happen in the kingdom of God when Lord Jesus is there.
因为当我们走在主耶稣基督这条路，这个路线上的时候，我们才有可能在所走的路径都低下蚩尤，而且带来这么和平繁荣的、啊、平安场面。
Because only when we're walking on the path towards Lord Jesus, then can we have this dripping with abundance.
那每一个人都认识这位救主。
And if everybody knows the Savior.
就像第九节说的，认识主的知识充满遍地。
Verse 9, where it says, For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the water covers his
face. 就是我们都认识说我们的救主耶稣基督是谁。
If we all know whom our Savior, Lord Jesus, is.
那他对我们生命的这个价值在哪里。
And where his value in our life is.
那他是怎样来引导我们的生活。
And how he guides our life.
你看我们今天本来跟神的国度无份的人呢。
Because before we had no part with the kingdom of God.
我们如果今天如果不是信耶稣的，其实 我想我们没有几个人真的会去读圣经。
If we don't believe in Jesus, I really don't think that many of us would read the Bible.
说实在的，今天如果我们不是在真教会里面，不是被主耶稣拯救的，你说有几个人有事没事说会拿圣经起来读啊？
If we're not in the true church, we don't believe in Jesus, and how many people will actually pick up a Bible?
有人可能每一天把报纸读过很多次。
Maybe some people will read the newspaper many times.
怎么想也不会想要去读圣经。
But no matter what, they wouldn't think to read the Bible. 以前
有一个弟兄还没有来信主以前。
There was a brother before he came to church.
他说我每天没事做。
He would say I have nothing to do.
特别是住在海外啊。
And living
好不容易到那个超市去拿那个过期的报纸回来读。
He would go to a supermarket and then buy or get old newspapers to read.
很认真的把每一则消息都读过。
He would be very diligent and read every part of the newspaper.
其实都已经旧闻了，都已经发生过的事情，他读得津津有味，因为他对他来说是新的。
They were already old news, but he would still read them very diligently as if they were news.
喜欢读书啊。
Because he liked to read.
好，那读完之后就是运动，然后吃东西、休息、睡觉起来，没事做，再读一次。
So then after he read the newspaper, then he would go for a walk and then eat and then take a nap, but then go back to reading the newspaper again.
读了报纸读过很多次，知识也不会增长。
Even if he read the same newspaper so many times, he wouldn't really increase his
knowledge. 其实看越多，心越乱。
Because actually the more you read, the more disturbed your heart might be.
今天，弟兄姐妹，我们如果花时间在读这些报道，这是新闻，网络上流传的啦，电视上给你播的，小心啊。
So brothers and sisters, if we're taking so much time to read or watch the news, everything that's being spread, we really need to be careful.
都不要看，都不知道，可能心还比较干净，比较平安呢。越知道越多，心越乱。
If we don't know, maybe ignorance is bliss, and we don't have to worry as much. But the more we read or know about it, the more our heart would be disturbed.
而且啊，现在网络上有很多假消息，假的报道。
There are also a lot of fake news online.
那有的又跟你是编的，又不是真的。
And sometimes they are just completely made up.
啊，就算真的，也有一些是有心人士特别去把它扭曲的。
Even if they are true, perhaps the truth is twisted.
所以我们所看到的基本上都可能不是真理。
So actually, everything that we see may not be the truth.
如果花时间在这上面
，So if we spend this time,
你说最后我们心会平安吗？不会。
Would our heart be at peace?
我们可能对整个世界、对政府、对我们的环境充满不满。
We may have a lot of dissatisfaction with our society, our world.
所以这个弟兄读很多报纸，他其实内心也没有喜乐啊。
So this brother that was reading the newspaper a lot, his heart was not joyful.
其实脑筋都被误导了。
Because his brain was often misguided.
到处都不满意。
And he was unsatisfied with many things.
对这个环境不满意，对政府不满意，对神不满意，最后都会把它转到自己的家庭，对自己的配偶，对自己的孩子不满意。
It starts with just being unsatisfied with the society, with government, but then will spread to his spouse or family and friends.
这个就是我们一般人，如果没有信耶稣以前，你就不知道圣经宝贵啊。
Because many times people before knowing Lord Jesus do not know how precious the Bible is.
但是感谢主拯救以后。
But thank God after he was saved by the Lord.
他就不再读报纸了。
He didn't read the newspaper anymore.
读报纸没用。
Because it was useless.
最多如果看了一些他喜欢看书人，以前还有那个什么专栏啊，有一些有名的人会写一些知识啊，看完可能还好像他觉得说好像有点价值，但是后来跟圣经比起来说，他根本都没有价值。
So if there were columns that were written by certain authors that he liked, maybe he would read those columns, but even then, he would feel like nothing was as valuable as the Bible.
以前很多人一些新知识都仰赖报纸，从报纸里面得到的。
In the past, people would rely on new knowledge from the newspaper.
现在这个东西已经都落伍了。
Now these are all behind.
现在很多人不喜欢看文字，都是要看影片，所以很多人花很多时间在 YouTube 上面。
Because nowadays people really don't like to read, so they'll spend a lot more time on videos like
YouTube. 因为很快速的，就是用一些影像让你这样子很快速，就好像有一些知识，但其实这个就是谈话，以前过去就不见了。
Because this is really just instantaneous information download, and so people will just watch all these media, but really they'll just pass away in their mind.
过去的时代，那文字的东西有些是真的有内容的。
In the past, maybe certain things that were words, they really the content was valuable.
我们不能够否认很多作者很用心的在写他们所要传给众人的这些心智。
And we can't deny that there were many authors that were trying to pour out their heart into their work.
但是当他来读圣经的时候，
But then when they read the Bible,
他就发现说，圣经才是真的生命的书。
Then he realized that the Bible is the book of life.
他后来就不再读报纸。
So later, this brother no longer read the newspaper.
他很认真的读圣经。
He was very diligent in reading the Bible.
他读圣经的精神比传道还好。
And his spirit in reading the Bible is better than a preacher.
每一天读做笔记。
Every single day he would read and take notes.
有时候把能够手上拿到的圣灵月刊，每一篇文章，每一篇见证，做笔记，做眉批。
And every article from the Holy Spirit monthly he would read and take notes.
整整齐齐的把他所写的笔记把它整理一本一本的。
He would collect books and books of his notes.
真的很认真啊。
And he's very diligent.
那结果呢？他一样一读圣经以后，他整个人就改变。
And after he decided to read the Bible, then his whole personality changed.
他就不再到处都是批评了。
He would not criticize.
他现在看到的都是，哎，神的恩典。
Because what he could see was the grace of God.
连他自己的家人都看到他这个父亲，他这位先生改变了。
And in his own family, they could see that the husband, the father, has changed.
所以圣经哦，你看我们今天读哦，真的会让我们心里平静的。
And so the Bible, when we read it, we will feel peace.
那我们大家如果都能够这样子来，从圣经里面领受神的应许，这是恩典。
And if we can all use this Bible to receive the grace from God,
我们其实会很感谢主耶稣基督拣选我们走在这条这个恩典的路上。
We will be very thankful that God is letting us walk on this path of grace.
所以圣经是神的书啊。
The Bible is the book of God.
这里面充满许多的预言。
There are many prophecies.
这个预言让我们看到，在神的国度里面，神的应许是何等的真实。
The prophecies allow us to see how real they are in the kingdom of God.
你看，我们今天如果喜欢读圣经的人哦，其实你都会对圣经文有体验的。
People who like to read the Bible will have experience with verses.
这些体验是真的去做的时候，你才会发现的。
These experiences don't happen until you actually carry them out.
我们所走过的路线，这条路径真的是充满恩典。
The path that we walk on is full of grace.
不是只是知识而已啊。
Not only in knowledge.
你看今天我们一样读圣经。
Today, if we're all reading the same Bible.
说实在的，我们对这个所谓的原文的掌握度跟那个圣经的学者差太远了，我们根本什么都不懂啊，这个原文我们都不会。
Our ability in understanding the original text of the Bible is actually very far away from all the biblical scholars.
但是如果今天我们是靠圣灵在主耶稣的恩典底下。我们去实践它，这些圣经，这些应许都是真实的，活现在我们的生命里的。
But if we actually carry out all of these verses from the Bible and through the Holy Spirit, we have them in practice.
这不是只是一种知识啊。
This is no longer just the knowledge.
因为你去做了，你才知道啊。
Because if you do it, then you understand.
哦，可能那个有人。就算中文也不太懂了，不是很懂。
Maybe some people don't really understand Chinese.
我们有些弟兄姐妹不认识字啊。
Or some brothers and sisters are not literate.
但是他听到之后，他就去做。
But when they hear something, they will do it.
那这个圣经里面应许的这些恩典就出现在他的生命里了。
And then the grace of God will appear in their life.
啊，所以今天圣经他这样写的时候，我们现在读啊，我们很向往。其实我们是可以去体验的。
So we read the Bible, and we can long after these, and we can experience.
我们的圣灵月刊其实记载了许多美好的见证跟文章啊，很多信徒的体验啊。
The Holy Spirit Monthly has recorded many experiences and testimonies from members.
我们餐厅堆了许多的圣灵月刊。
There are many copies of them in the dining hall.
不知道弟兄姐妹，你如果看得懂中文，你有没有拿回去看一看？
If you can read Chinese, then you can take them.
其实很多弟兄姐妹都很迫不及待的，能看到有新的那个。教会的刊物出现在我们眼前。
Many times, brothers and sisters, we want to have these new publications.
但是渐渐的，许多人都不感兴趣了。
But gradually, many people lose interest.
大家都觉得说啊，这个太枯燥了，读书好累。
People might feel like this is very boring or dry.
如果能够看那个视频比较快。
It's very tiring. They would rather see it just as a video.
但是看视频，其实你不会去想。
But when you watch videos, you don't really reflect.
看文字，你会去想。
But when you read words, you would reflect.
那文字其实它能够存留的时代会比那个视频更久。
And also, something that's written in word will last longer than something that is on video.
我们大家有没有经验呢？你以前那个孩子小时候，你拍的那个 V8 哈，像小孩以前的那个拍的那录影带，根本看不了。
If you have children who, when they're really young and you recorded them with handheld camcorders, actually a lot of those are outdated now. And you
没有办法放
can't even play the videos.
那没有那个设备去放，已经过时了。
Because the technology has surpassed it.
所以其实都没人看了。
So no one's really watching those old videos.
那如果像以前那个把它用照相洗出来的照片一本一本还会看呢？
If you had taken photos in the past and you actually printed the photos, then you could still look at those.
对不对？所以视频等到时间过了以后，你那个新的软体你没有跟得上时代，旧的你东西看不到了。
After a period of time, when the software becomes very outdated, then you can't even access it.
但是文字的叙述像圣经这么久了，你看几千年了，我们看我们所得到的感动还是一样啊。
But something written in word as old as the Bible, even now when we read it, then we could be moved.
所以这我们教会许多的这些文字的这些刊物啊，希望弟兄姐妹能够再一次的对他能够期待，也能够从中去获得这个美好的道理。
We have a lot of church literature, and so we hope that the brothers and sisters can take advantage of this and be able to gain knowledge from them.
我们四月份的圣灵月刊有一篇文章写得很好。
There's an article from the April Holy Spirit Monthly that was very well written.
他对圣经里面所应许的这些话深有体验。
Because they have a very deep experience in reading the Bible.
因为他走在主耶稣的路上。
Because they're walking on the path of Lord Jesus.
他的对经文的体验，他所引的第一节经节就是诗篇六十五篇的第十一节。
And the verse that he was referring to is from Psalm 65, verse 11.
因为他走在主耶稣基督要他走的路上。
Because he was walking on the path that Lord Jesus wanted him to walk on.
主耶稣要我们做什么？
What does Lord Jesus want us to do?
他告诉我们今天做他的门徒，我们要愿意去传扬他的福音。
He has told us that if we want to be his disciple, we need to be willing to preach his gospel.
他要我们能够彼此相爱，去展现出作为主的门徒应该有的特质。
He wants us to love one another and to have characteristics that disciples should have.
然后他又要我们说，我们要懂得做人，在世上做盐做光，来为耶稣基督做出美好的见证。
He wants us to know how to behave in the world as the salt and as the light, so we can be witnesses.
所以他都没有忘记要传福音的这一个使命。
He has not forgotten about this commission to preach the gospel.
有一次，他被邀请到一个信徒的家，要去跟进慕道者，跟慕道者谈道理。
One time when he was invited to a member's house and he was invited to discuss some doctrines with a truth seeker.
那就是跟慕道者介绍主耶稣基督，介绍我们所信的。
And this was to introduce about the Lord Jesus and whom we believe in.
那因为是对方是一个年轻人，问了好多问题。
Because it was a young person, they asked many questions.
那时间有限，所以在聚会之前，他就尽量的把他所知道的就跟这个学生解释。
Time was limited, so they just said whatever they could to the student to explain.
结果时间到了就停下来了。
So time was up, so they had to stop.
那就参加聚会啊。
And then they attended service.
那之前那个学生所问的一串的问题，还有剩下他没有回答的哈。
But the student had asked so many questions, and they didn't get to finish them.
那一天参加聚会的时候。
So that day when there was service.
那个讲到领会的人。
And there was a sermon speaker.
最后是把他所遗留的是所有的问题。都在聚会的时候给他解答了。
Turns out that during the sermon speaker had answered all the rest of the questions.
这个姐妹，哇，觉得很惊讶哦，这个神真的是很厉害。
So then this sister, who was there, was very surprised at how great.
那个慕道者呢？听完之后，他也觉得很感动。
And the truth seeker, after they had heard this, was also very moved.
因为他的疑问 都被解答了。
Because all of the answers were answered.
而且都是照着圣经的。
And they were all according to the Bible.
那他就对圣经所写的这句话非常有体验，他绝对不会忘记的。
And so they were saying that this verse they will remember it very well and not forget it.
看哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书二章第十节。
First Corinthians 2 verse 10。
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
我们跳过去看第十三节。
13.
并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
13. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
他就经验了什么叫做圣灵参透万事。
So she experienced what it means to have the Spirit searching all things.
今天圣灵参透万事可以在我们个人读经的时候，我们今天不懂的经文，借着祷告，我们可能可以领悟，可以明白啊。
Today, if we are reading the Bible and we don't understand, then through prayer, then the Spirit can search all things for us to understand.
但是也可以应用在我们今天传福音的事上。
It can also be applied to when we're preaching the gospel.
圣灵会引导属他的人去讲出神要他说的话。
The Bible will lead people to say what they should say.
而且所讲的话就是正好听人他所需要的。
And what they say will be appropriate for those who need to listen.
我们今天有许多弟兄姐妹都经历同样的感受。
Many times you have brothers and sisters with the same feeling.
奇怪，怎么这个讲道人都在讲我
？How come the sermon speaker is talking about me？
这个其实是圣灵的工作啊。
This is actually the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵知道说，在这个时候应该说什么。
This is because the Holy Spirit knows what it needs to say.
所以聚会完之后
，So after service，
那个我们这位姐妹就跟那个慕道朋友说。
So then the sister went to speak to the truth seeker.
这个叫做圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他就跟他说，我没有事先跟这个讲道人讲什么，都没有，因为那个讲道人是从外面来的啊。
And the sister was saying, I didn't tell the sermon speaker anything because the sermon speaker was not even from
there. 就从其他教会来支援的一位工人。
He was just a worker from another church.
他根本不知道他们在讲什么对话嘛。
And he didn't know the conversation that they had.
那个姐妹说，我也没有把你的问题给他，他都不知道的。
The sister also said, I didn't give him any of the questions.
但是就这么巧，他所聚会的所分享的内容，就是这个慕道者正需要的答案。
Just so happened that during that sermon, all of the things that were talked about were the answers that they were looking for.
那所以真的是圣灵在引导了。
And so this was the Holy Spirit guiding.
神的话真的是让我们经验说每一句都是真的。
That the words of God can let us experience that everything is true.
那我们如果有心要追求道理的，神就会借着各种不同的人、不同的场合、不同的道理，让我们明白说这条路是正路。
And if we have the heart to pursue the truth, then God will use all types of situations and people to allow us to understand.
那这位姐妹她又另外有一个体验。
So then the sister had another experience.
她就去要去访问一个弟兄一个姐妹，她要开刀。
She was going to visit this brother who was going to have surgery.
她说她只是知道说，从代祷的事项里面知道说，她有一个信徒。在某一个医院，今天刚好要开刀，要去看望他，跟他们祷告。
All she knew was that there was someone who had announced that this brother was going to have surgery that day, so she had to go help. And
那跟他的同伴就说我们去。
So she said to her friend, "Let's go."
那他也不知道说那个医院在哪里，知道说在哪一站下车。
She didn't even know which hospital was, just which stop.
他们就去了。
So they went.
那去了，结果在转站的时候，就在车站看到一位姐妹。
As they were transferring at the bus station, then they saw a sister.
那个姐妹就刚好就是在那个医院服务的。
And just so happened that sister was working at the hospital.
他们就知道说，那怎么到那个医院去了
？So then they knew how to get to the hospital.
好了，那这个知道医院在哪里，这个姐妹不愿没有跟他们同行。
So they knew where the hospital was, but the sister did not.
只是跟他说你要怎样到，他们就到了。
She just told them how to get there.
那在到了，那在哪个房间，在哪里也都不知道。
When they got to the hospital, they didn't even know which floor, which room it was.
反正到医院去问，结果他们就坐电梯上楼，要去找这个姐妹。
So they went into the hospital and then asked where they were.
他们刚好上去，电梯打开，那个姐妹就在电梯门口。
It turns out that as soon as they got out of the elevator, the door opened and the sister was right there.
因为那个姐妹就已经被送在那个车上手术台，要推到手术室里面去手术了。
So it was a sister, and the sister was actually just about to go into the operation room.
所以，我们这个探访的姐妹就看到这个生病的姐妹，就跟她鼓励说：“我们去为你祷告。”
So the visiting sister saw this sister that was going to surgery and said, "Okay, we will pray for you."
让这个患病的姐妹就很感动。
And the sister that was ill was very moved.
因为事先不知道说哦，原来这个有许多同龄默默在关心她，甚至你看就这样子，神把她引导到在这个时候出现，为她特别祷告。
Because she didn't even know that there were other brothers and sisters praying for her, or that just so happened God directly led them to her.
所以今天我们的这个脚步是神在引导的。
So many times our footsteps are guided by the Lord.
那这就是走在神的路上的。
And this is walking on the path.
蒙神带领，很多事情就刚就这么恰巧。
And this is to be led by God. That many things like these are just like a coincidence.
如果是外邦人说刚好运气好。
For Gentiles, we would just say that's your good luck.
但是今天我们每一件事情都看到，这个都是神在引导我们走的路。
But today we can see that this is God leading us on the path.
所以今天我们如果走在这条主的路上， so, 每一步路都滴下脂油，就是都体验到神丰富的恩典在带领着。
So if we are walking on this path and every step is dripping with this abundance from God,
我们信主这条路其实并不好走。
This path of believing in the Lord is not easy to walk on.
因为主耶稣已经先讲好的。
Because Lord Jesus has already said.
这条路它的入口的门是小门，窄门。
The gate to go in is a narrow gate.
那窄门之后的这条路是小路。
And after you enter through the narrow gate, it is a narrow way.
那走在上面的人也少。
And there are few who walk on the path.
可是没有关系，因为这条路的尽头就是永生。
But it's okay because the end of the road is the eternal life.
这条路虽然崎岖不平不好走，但是我们不是自己在走。
Even if there are many bumps along the way, we are not walking by ourselves.
主说他一定跟我们同行。
The Lord has said that He will walk with us.
就像他当初跟雅各应许一样。
Just like He had promised to Jacob.
他要引导他，在他所行的路上都跟他同在，赐福给他。
He would guide him and continue to bless him.
所以我们今天走这条恩典的路径，其实是有主耶稣基督相随的。
And so this path that we're walking on is walked along with the Lord.
那所以虽然人少，但是无所谓。
Even if there are a few people, it doesn't matter.
我们越走越会越有力。
The more we walk, the more strength we
have. 因为我们知道，在这条路上的尽头是神他那个公义的生命冠冕。
Because we know that at the end there is a crown of righteousness.
我们来看看回来第六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
我们来看第四节。
Verse 4.
六十五篇第四节说：“你所拣选使他亲近你、住在你院中的这人，变为有福。我们必因你居所、你圣殿的美福知足了。”
For blessed is the man you choose and calls to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
你就看到说，这里是神应许的一句话。
This is a promise from God.
住在神的殿里面的人是有福的。
Blessed is he who dwells in God's courts.
我们今天会因为神的居所，就是神的教会，他的圣殿的美福之足。
And we need to be content with living in the temple of God.
这条路，其实我们今天人生的这条路，我们最后，我们一定要时常走到神的教会来的。
In our path of life, we need to walk into the church of God.
如果我们都能够安排我们的脚步都能够常常来到神的院中，到神的居所来。
If we can arrange our footsteps so we are often in His courts,
那我们越亲近神，我们越常到神的教会，我们的内心就越多越平安，我们就得到越多的满足。
When we draw nearer to God, then we will have more peace and be more satisfied.
我们就会体验到说，其实世上的这些所谓的快乐都是 暂时一下子过去的。
We will realize that the happiness in this world is all temporary.
就是一时之间而已的。
It is just a moment.
持续不了多久。
It does not last long.
有时候这些快乐，圣经说是最终之乐，是把自己麻痹而已啊。
Sometimes these happiness are just happiness in sin or just numbing ourselves.
你那个困难还是要自己去面对啊。
Because you still have to face your difficulties.
哦，但是当我们如果能够体验到说神一直跟我们同在。
But when we can experience that God is always with us.
那他赐给我们的福会让我们满足，这个满足的喜乐是没有人能夺去的。
The blessings that he gives us are something that people cannot take away.
而且是持续的。
And they are everlasting.
而且会越来越增加的。
And they will increase.
所以今天主耶稣他其实很期待我们都能够常常走到他的教会的。
So Lord Jesus would like all of us to walk more into his church.
因为当我们来到神的教会，
Because when we come into God's church,
我们做什么？
What are we doing?
我们来这里祷告。
We're here to pray.
所以恩典的路径，这些恩典其实是在祷告当中，我们就会深深的体验。
So the path of grace can be experienced through prayer.
来教会不是来看热闹。
When we come to church, we're not just looking at scenes.
来教会是来到神施恩的宝座，把我们的心呈现在他面前。
When we come to church, we come to his mercy seat, and we come to before him.
我们的主是什么样的主呢？
What type of the Lord is our Lord?
65篇第二节说，听祷告的主。
Two is that he is one who hears prayer.
凡有血气的都要来救你。
And to him all flesh will come.
所以今天我们来跟主祷告，他一定在听。
And so today when we pray to God, he is listening.
我们来到神的面前，我们不是自以为意说我很好。
When we come before God, we are not self-righteous to say that we are good.
我们在完全公义、圣洁、慈爱的神面前，我们每一个人其实都是罪人。
The absolute righteous and merciful God in front of him, all of us are sinners.
我们时常生活当中被过犯所胜。
Many times we are overcome by our trespasses.
就是说我们应该要做的对的事没有去做，但是偏偏去做那不该做的事。
The right things that we should do, we should do, we do not. But the wrong things we often do.
那这个其实就是一种成长的过程。
And this is a process of growth.
可是当我们年岁增加以后，我们属灵的生命越成熟，我们就慢慢会觉得说，我们真的是可以做出神喜悦的事。那神不要我们做的事，我们就会禁戒不犯。
But when we grow in age and spirituality, then we would know more to not do things that we should not do.
哦，所以年老要有一个特质。
So when we become older, we need to have a characteristic.
能够随心所欲。
That we can do what the heart wills.
随心所欲就是说，我们知道神要我们做什么，我们想要做的善，我们可以做出来的。
Which means that we would do what God wants us to do and what is good.
那我们可以控制脾气。
And we can control our temper.
我们知道应该怎么样过日子。
And we know how to spend our days.
我们要怎么样为我们的教会祷告。
We know how to pray for our church.
要怎样为子孙祷告。
How to pray for our descendants.
要怎样把这些智慧的言语把它留给他们。
How we can pass on words of wisdom to them.
所以当我们越发年岁增长以后。
And so as we become older,
我们一定跟神越加亲近的。
We should be closer to the Lord.
因为我们能够控制我们的心了。
Because then we can control our heart.
不会再被这个花花世界引诱的。
We will not be lured by the world.
所以我们今天来到神的面前。
When we come before God,
我们就将我们的不足，我们把它摆在主面前。
What we lack, we put before God.
所以第三节说
，Verse three,
罪孽胜了我，但至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them.
这条恩典的路径，其实有时候我们会出现软弱，我们也会被过犯所胜的。
On this path of grace, sometimes we will be weak and we may be overcome by transgressions.
但是我们不会被击倒，我们不会趴在那边就不动了。
But we will not be taken down. We will not just lie down and not move.
我们有罪孽过犯，我们会懂得靠神求主赦免，我们胜过，我们得到力量改变。
If we have sins, we know to pray to God and to overcome.
所以这个祷告的主，其实他听那个愿意认罪悔改人的祷告。
And so God is willing to listen to those who are willing to repent.
那他又有怜悯，有恩典，他愿意赦免我们。
He has mercy and he is willing to forgive us.
所以当我们经历了神的这个赦免之后，我们力量就增加了。
And when we have been forgiven by God, then we can increase in our strength.
所以你看六十五篇，它其实有一个特色。
There's a special quality to Psalm 65.
第一节到第四节，它特别强调选民。
From verse 1 to 4, it is about the chosen people.
因为一开始他说锡安的人。
Because he says those in Zion.
就是说属神的百姓。
The people who belong to God.
他们知道说，我如果有过犯，我应该怎么对待。
They know what they should do if there are trespasses.
这条路虽然有主应许的恩典，但是有时候我们信心不足，我们没有办法去做。
Even though the path is the path to the grace of God, but sometimes our faith is not enough.
有过犯怎么办？
What happens if we have sin?
来到神面前认罪悔改，求他帮助。
We come in front of God and we ask Him to forgive.
那我们时常都到神的殿里面来祷告。
And we often come into His temple to pray.
我们最后内心就越加有平安。
And then our heart will be more at peace.
我们会真的看到神的应许，然后让我们的心里面充满满足了。
We will see the promise of God and we will be satisfied.
那我们会知道说神真的是拯救我们到底的神。
And we would know that God is the God who saves us until the end.
那我们生活当中哦，会敬畏，更加敬畏了。
And in our heart we will have more reverence.
你看第五节
，verse five，
他接下去说：“拯救我们的神啊，你必以威严秉公，秉公义应允我们。”
By awesome deeds and righteousness you will answer us, O God of salvation.
你本是一切地极海上的远处人所依靠的。
You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas.
这位神是值得依靠的。
This is a God that can be relied on.
他愿意拯救我们。
He is willing to save us.
我们如果都能够到他面前来。
If we can all come before him.
走在他的这个路上。
And walk on his path.
这条充满恩典的路径，你看，当我们回顾以后，我们就会欢呼喜乐。
Once we reflect on this, then we will rejoice and sing.
因为这条路，你看，最后让我们经历说，神他拯救我们到底，最后他要让我们进他的国度，那是何等的美好啊！
This path allows us to know that if we reach the end, how beautiful it would be.
这个一切都是和平的，而且是永恒的，这个不是只是在幻想而已。
This is peace and eternal, and it is not imagined.
而是在我们今生就可以体验的。
But it is something we can experience.
因为我们走在主的路上。
Because we are walking on the path of the Lord.
愿主带领我们。
May God guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
158首。
158.
走在主路上。
Walking on the King's Highway.